You're with SBS Radio.
This weekend, exciting event happening at Federation Square, just home of the Koori Heritage Trust, the 7th annual Koori Art Show.
Look, the Koori Art Show is about showcasing our Victorian Aboriginal artists. It's a open call for all of our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander artists living in Victoria who are 17 years old and over. It's about providing a space where people can actually exhibit where they may not have the opportunity otherwise. But it's something we've been running now for 7 years, so this is our 7th year. What we're actually really excited about is the fact that each year we have awards that we hand out, and this year the total prize pool is $32,000. The first prize is $10,000, and we have a range of about $5,000 prizes as well as encouragement awards as well. So it's a community exhibition, yeah. But it's a great initiative to be involved in because of the recognition of through the awards that we actually hand out on the day.
Yeah, and there's a huge following. 90 artists are really lined up, and from different genres of art.
From different genres, we have two-dimensional, three-dimensional works. This year, for the first time, we have some new media, new technology works being exhibited. The thing that we're proud about as well is that it's a call for entry across Victoria. So we have artists from the regional community. So it's not just people and artists living in Melbourne. It's actually from across Victoria. Because the one thing we're very keen on showcasing is that we have this this community in Victoria, but it is a diverse community spread out throughout the state.
And these artworks are items that have been produced actually very recently in the last 18 months, I believe.
Part of the criteria for entering, because, I mean, we want to showcase new works. The work needs to have been produced in the last 17, 18 months. Some of the other criteria, obviously, I've said before, artist has to be 17 years old or older and must be a resident living in Victoria. But we do acknowledge that the state boundaries are a construct, a recent construct, and that we have communities and language groups that actually extend across the state lines as well. So we do look at that in terms of artists that we actually accept into the exhibition. The other exciting thing that we're showing as well is this year we'll be presenting the second Koori Art Show for kids and young people. So for artists between 5 and 16 years old, we're also now running an art competition for those young aspiring artists. And there will be gift card prizes as well.
Now, will there be performances in the sidelines of this event?
We will have a musician at the start of the launch because we have a community day launch happening on Saturday starting at 2 o'clock and it's open to everybody. We send out invitations, but anybody can actually attend. So we have a musician at the start, but obviously the focus of the day is on the art and the artists and the announcement of the awards as well.
Yeah. Any names of entrants in these awards at this stage? Are there any names you might know of?
It's quite a large range of artists from. A lot of them are new and emerging artists because we really encourage new and emerging artists to actually submit works into the exhibition, but we also have some established artists, people like Cathy Latham, who's a well-known artist here in Victoria. She's actually doing some amazing things at the National Gallery of Victoria around jewellery and jewellery design. We have artists also like Kelly Clematis, who's an established artist here in Victoria as well.
Yeah,
no, but a lot of the majority of the artists are actually new and emerging, and that's the great thing about the exhibition is that it is about showcasing and actually discovering new talent as well.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.